Hi everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Sam.
So yesterday, we learned that if you go to the Grand Place in Brussels, Belgium, during the summer, you'll find it covered with begonias, which are a type of pretty colourful flowers. And here, they're like a carpet.
And it smells sweet, and the colours are striking.
Yeah, really attractive. Now, as you can expect, this draws visitors to the Grand Place, and they often stay there for the nightly concerts.
Okay, also we talked about the designers are made by a committee of creative people called Tapis de Fleurs.
Yep, Tapis de Fleurs. And this group, which includes artists and designers, decides on the theme, the idea of the flower carpet.
Okay, there are more than 1 million flowers in Grand Place, and it takes over 100 gardeners to put them in place.
That's impressive. Now, in part two of the article, we're going to look in more detail about how the flower carpets are designed. Let's read on.
Reading. Buried in flowers at Brussels Grand Place. Tapis de Fleurs and its team of creatives carefully considers different ideas for the flower carpet before finally choosing one. Past themes have celebrated important events, a specific country or continent, or a particular city's coat of arms. For example, in 2014, Brussels honored the 50th anniversary of Turkish immigrants in Belgium. The country began welcoming Turks in 1964, after both countries had signed a treaty. Brussels celebrated this historic moment with a flower carpet that looked similar to Turkey's world-famous traditional carpets. This year, the flower carpet is celebrating another country Belgium is friendly with, Japan. Specifically, Brussels' flower carpet will respect the 150 years of international relations Belgium has had with the Asian country. Visitors to Brussels can experience the city's flower carpet from August 12th to August 15th. The sight never fails to impress. Every other year, people flock to see Brussels' city center covered in a sea of flowers.
So the second part of our article begins by saying Tapis de Fleurs and its team of creatives carefully considers different ideas for the flower carpet before finally choosing one. Here we use the word creative as a noun, okay? Yesterday we used it as an adjective, so here creatives, it's a plural, just means creative people. So a creative, you could kind of mean a creative person.
Okay, 还记得呢我们昨天有介绍过这个单词吗 creative, 昨天是用形容词来使用形容这个人非常有创意或者这件事情呢非常有想法天马行空。但是今天呢把一样字一模一样 creative 当作名词呢它其实就是指一个很有创意的人。
The article goes on to say, past themes have celebrated important events, a specific country or continent, or a particular city's coat of arms. Okay, a lot of different ideas then to put in this flower carpet. Let's look at some of the words we used. One is specific, S-P-E-C-I-F-I-C, specific. And specific means clearly identified and described, so kind of everybody can see what it is and know what it is. So in the article, it means the country, this specific country, is chosen before the event. For example, Spain, you could say, okay, our specific country is Spain, and all of the decorations and colours will then be associated with Spain.
OK, 我们看到呢 specific 这个字呢就表示特定的很具体很清楚的指出来的某一个东西。那这个字呢就可以跟刚刚除了课文讲的 specific 之外另外一个字 particular 也是很类似的意思哦。那么这边举个例子例如呢 This game was made for a specific group of people， 这个游戏呢是针对某个特定族群开发了，所以呢可能是比方说中老年或是小朋友这样子特定的族群。那Coin一样呢，这些花的呈现方式呢会跟一个特定的国家 a specific country 有关系。 OK， so sometimes it's a specific continent not just a country。
That's right， a continent spelled C-O-N-T-I-N-E-N-T continent is a large area of land that contains more than one countryOften a great many countries. There aren't that many continents, but they include Asia, Europe, Africa, North and South America, and so on.
OK, continent 这个字呢表示大陆，那不是最近很红的因为王大陆，而是我们地理上面说的这个大陆，例如我们说欧亚大陆啊，澳洲、美洲、非洲，这样子大呢我们才能够叫做 continent。 如果说呢只是一个台湾，或者是只是一个日本，那这样子呢就不能够叫做 continent， 因为 continent 就是一个大陆的意思。OK, and the flower carpet could be of a city as well and show that city's coat of arms.
That's right. A coat of arms is the special badge for a city or a noble family and which is displayed or shown in lots of places. For example, the coat of arms of the UK has a lion and a unicorn holding a shield. Okay, kind of cool.
Okay.
The of arms part of this comes because this was the design that used to be shown on the arms, that is the weapons and armor of a knight in battle, kind of like their badge. So people go, okay, that's their coat of arms, that's who that knight is, that's which family he belongs to, and so on.
Okay, coat of arms 这个东西呢很特别，现在在台湾大概不会看得到，它表示文章的意思哦。那你可以想象，就像刚刚那个 Pat 有讲到这个单子 badge 呢，就好像你去看展览啊，或是参观一个活动的时候，你身上要带这个识别证哦。所以呢，这个文章呢，就好像识别证一样，证明了你是来自哪一个古老的贵族，或是哪一个爵位或官位。那如果你有在打电动的话，像是日本、战国，他们各个家有各个家的这个家徽、家纹，例如呢，织田信长跟德川家康就有不一样的文章，就很类似我们今天说的 coat of arms。Next, the article says, for example, in 2014, Brussels honored the 15th anniversary of Turkish immigrants in Belgium.
Okay, so that was their theme, honoring this anniversary, the 50th anniversary of these immigrants in Belgium. Let's explain a bit what that means. To honor, H-O-N-O-R, honor something, means to show how much you like or respect that thing, and to encourage others to do the same because of that thing's great qualities. So here they are honoring a date, which means they are remembering this date. They're celebrating it as special, and recognizing the worth of everything related to that event.
OK, honor 这个字呢当作名词表示荣耀的意思、哦、例如呢这个最近将会推出一个全新游戏叫做 For Honor。 For Honor 它的中文就翻译为荣耀战魂、哦、那 honor 这个字确实是这个荣耀的意思。那在课文这边的用法呢则是当作动词来使用，表示呢使荣耀，或是呢很尊敬，或是呢像我们课文这边是要来这个纪念这一天、哦、那么举个例子， You honor us with your presence， 您的莅临呢就是我们的光荣、哦、光荣就是这个很荣耀很尊敬的意思。Okay, the event being honored here is the 50th anniversary of Turkish immigrants in Belgium.
Yep, an anniversary, spelled A-N-N-I-V-E-R-S-A-R-Y, anniversary is a yearly celebration of something. So a wedding anniversary is on the date that you got married, while your birthday is the anniversary of your birth.So an immigrant, I-M-M-I-G-R-A-N-T, immigrant is someone who comes to a new country from their old one.Like me.
Yeah, like you. OK, anniversary 这个字呢非常欧洲味道，很有法文的感觉。它前面这个 ANI 呢跟这欧洲语系开头呢就跟这一年的年很有关系。所以呢 anniversary 这个字呢就是指周年了，它可以是呢结婚周年，例如呢 wedding anniversary。 所以呢课文这边来说他们纪念了50周年 50th anniversary。 注意到了，因为我们是第50周年，是第50，所以呢我们要叙述而不是用这个数字50。那什么东西50年呢？他们是这个纪念土耳其移民50周年。 immigrant 这个字呢就是移民的人，迁徙的人、哦、例如呢刚刚 Pat 就说呢他自己呢就是移民到了台湾来。那补充一下呢他的动词 immigrate 另外一个名词 immigration， immigration 呢和 immigrant 不太一样，它是指移民这件事情而不是移民的人。 OK, let's explain more about this anniversary. The article says the country began welcoming Turks in 1964 after both countries had signed a treaty.
Okay, a treaty, T-R-E-A-T-Y, treaty, is a formal agreement between two states or countries. So how did the flower carpet in Grand Place celebrate this event? The article says, Brussels celebrated this historic moment with a flower carpet that looked similar to Turkey's world-famous traditional carpets.
Okay, so that was 2014, but what about 2016? The article says this year the flower carpet is celebrating another country Belgium is friendly with, Japan.
Okay, to be friendly with someone or something means you are friends with that person, or in this case a country, so Belgium and Japan have many friendly connections. The article explains more, saying, specifically, Brussels' flower carpet will respect the 150 years of international relations Belgium has had with the Asian country. So here, relations, R-E-L-A-T-I-O-N-S, relations, doesn't mean the people in your family. Instead, it means the way in which two or more people or groups feel about and behave toward each other. It's always used as a plural in this case when we're talking about how two things are behaving or feeling. We can talk about the relation between two things, so it's possible to use the singular form, but when we're talking about international relations, relations between two countries, it's always a plural.
Okay, relation 这个字呢跟它的动词有关系， relate 这个动词就是连接的意思，所以呢 relation 就是表示一个连接或是有关系的意思，例如呢你和你的家人，你和你的亲戚呢，你们之间有关系，所以呢补充一下，亲戚这个字呢因为我们说 relatives 是不是呢也跟这个我们的 relate relation 长得很像呢，那课文呢这边是指这个比利时和日本两个国家之间的国际关系，国际关系因为我们就是 international relations， 那注意到刚刚 Pat 有特别提醒我们的，当我们在说国际关系的时候呢，我们 relation 一定是使用 s， 有加上 s 的这个复数。 OK, so if I want to see this flower carpet, when should I go to Brussels?
The article says, visitors to Brussels can experience the city's flower carpet from August 12th to August 15th.
As you can probably see from the pictures in the magazine, the sight never fails to impress.
If something fails to do something, it doesn't do it well or at all. But since the carpet never fails to impress, never fails, it's kind of saying the same thing as it always impresses. Now let's look at the word impress itself, okay? It's spelled I-M-P-R-E-S-S, impress, and it's a verb that means to make someone feel admiration and respect. It's something that makes you think or say, wow. For example, the young singer's performance impressed all the people in the audience.
Okay, the article finishes by saying every other year people flock to see Brussels city center covered in a sea of flowers.
Yeah, I bet they do. So here we use the word flock, F-L-O-C-K, flock as a verb. And it's often paired with the preposition to, flock to somewhere. Okay, to flock means to move or to go together in a crowd. When it's combined with to, flock to somewhere. Somewhere means lots of people come to this place. Here's another example. When visitors come to Taipei, they flock to the night markets.
Also Taipei 101.
Oh, yes.
Okay, flock 这个字呢就是一群的意思，例如呢一群羊咩咩， a flock of sheep， 那呢它也可以指一群人，那这边呢当做动词使用，表示呢一整个集团呢一堆人呢一起移动，移动去哪里呢，我们后面记得加上图 flock to 什么地方。 Okay, we also saw the phrase a sea of in the last sentence.
That's right, we said a sea of flowers, and you can probably guess what it means. The flowers are kind of like the sea. But if you're still not sure, then you're in luck, as a sea of something is today's shortcut for you. Since it's the end of the article, when you've finished listening to the dialogue, you'll join us as we discuss our For You chat question for today.
Shortcut for you. How was your trip to Canton?
It was so nice.
Well, except for one thing.
What?
I just felt like we were in a sea of tourists the whole time.
So, you're mad that you were at the sea? You know Kending is a beach town, right?
Yes, I'm not talking about the actual sea. A sea of something means a large amount of something.
All right, so a sea of something means 大量的。
You got it. What did you do last weekend?
My family and relatives got together for dinner.
How was that?
It was great.
Oh, because it was so nice to visit your loved ones?
Huh? No, my family loves to cook, so there was a sea of food.
For You Chat.
Hi guys, welcome to the For You Chat question, which is, if you were to celebrate a past event with a giant artwork, which significant moment would you choose?
Okay, I think I'll probably celebrate my birth.
Okay.
Since there's a lot of artwork about, like, drawing babies and angels.
Okay. And maybe you put this up on your wall or something artwork. Famous artwork. Sam's birth. Come, everybody, flock to this picture to celebrate Sam's birth. I mean, thing is, Britain actually, it already has, like, different kinds of artwork for pretty much any historical event, even if it's like a statue, like Nelson's Column in Trafalgar Square celebrates the Battle of Trafalgar and the victory.
Okay.
So if there's a successful battle or an important event, there's usually something for it. So, yeah, Britain doesn't really have anything important that's happened that doesn't have some kind of artwork or statue or plaque on a wall. But, yeah, I could do a few of the different things in my life. You know, my marriage.
Okay.
Some kind of picture and celebration of the day I got married. My landing in Taiwan.
Oh.
You know, when I arrived in Taiwan on the 13th of May, 2008, we could create lots of artwork and pictures, spot where I stepped off the plane onto Taiwan for the first time. You know, we could create some flowers, you know.
Yes.
I'd like a tree, to be honest.
You like a tree?
Well, maybe it's because my surname, my last name is Woods, so we want some more trees. But maybe plant some trees. That's what I'd like. Anyway, that's all we've got time for today. Thanks for listening, everybody. For English for You, I'm Pat.
And I'm Sam.
Bye-bye.
Buried in flowers at Brussels Grand Place. Tapis du Flore and its team of creatives carefully considers different ideas for the flower carpet before finally choosing one. Past themes have celebrated important events, a specific country or continent, or a particular city's coat of arms. For example, in 2014, Brussels honored the 50th anniversary of Turkish immigrants in Belgium. The country began welcoming Turks in 1964, after both countries had signed a treaty. Brussels celebrated this historic moment with a flower carpet that looked similar to Turkey's world-famous traditional carpets. This year, the flower carpet is celebrating another country Belgium is friendly with, Japan. Specifically, Brussels' flower carpet will respect the 150 years of international relations Belgium has had with the Asian country. Visitors to Brussels can experience the city's flower carpet from August 12th to August 15th. The sight never fails to impress. Every other year, people flock to see Brussels' city center covered in a sea of flowers.
Vocabulary review.
Specific. Regina loves Two Directions' new album, but she doesn't think this specific song from it is very good. Continent. I've been to 3 continents, North America, Europe, and Asia. Honor. This parade honors our country's fallen soldiers. Relations. The international relations between Japan and South Korea have not always been good. Impress. The little girl's beautiful, mature singing voice greatly impressed the audience. Flock. Every year, a large number of tourists flock to Taipei 101 in Taiwan.